Hello, and thanks for being here. Today is December 23rd, Saturday of the third week of Advent. We begin today with St. Thorlaic, patron saint of Iceland, who was born to a poor family in southern Iceland in 1133. Ordained by age 20, he settled into life as a parish priest. He saved his money and eventually was able to study abroad in France and England. When he returned to Iceland, Thorlaic moved back to the country's southern region and helped support his mother and sisters. Thorlaic committed himself to live by the monastic rule of St. Augustine to give witness to a more radical kind of discipleship. He eventually established an Augustinian monastery in Iceland and became its first abbot. In 1178, Thorlaic was named Bishop of Skalholt and earned a reputation as a reformer of the clergy and church life in his diocese. St. Thorlaic, who died on this day at age 60 in 1193, has two feast days, July 20th and today. On January 14th, 1984, St. Pope John Paul II declared him the patron saint of Iceland. In Iceland, St. Thorlaic's feast day marks the beginning of final preparations for Christmas, a day for cleaning, decorating, and preparing holiday foods. Today is also the biggest Christmas shopping day in Iceland and the last day of the Christmas fast. A popular dish at meals today is a fish called skate. We now turn to our gospel. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Why did Mary go to Bethlehem? At first, the answer might seem obvious, because Caesar Augustus published the decree ordering a census and she had to go. But that's not exactly true. Joseph had to go. Mary didn't. Only men had to register. The normal, practical thing would have been for Joseph to make the 85-mile trip to Bethlehem, register, and then come back home. Why did Mary go to Bethlehem? Did Joseph, the practical, logical carpenter, say, "Mary, it's a long trip, a couple of days each way, and it's a bad time of the year with this weather. And because of this decree, it's going to be crowded, and you're due any day now. The best thing is for you to stay here with your relatives while I take care of this." But Mary wanted to be with Joseph. And by going, she affected the way God is with us in this world. Just as my actions can affect the way God is with us in this world. Something to think about and pray about. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.